seem like your budget's getting stretched? The price of everything's going up, even food. It doesn't help that our government forces farmers to use nearly 40% of U.S. corn in fuel instead of food. Billions of gallons of biofuel, like ethanol, are used in fuel every year. That increases the price of corn all over the world. It also drives up other costs, because corn is used to feed chickens, hogs, and other animals, making it harder for the world's struggling populations to find affordable food. One UN official even called it a crime against humanity. By wasting our country's corn supply, our government is forcing Americans to spend more to feed their families. Many people think of wind as cleaner and reducing air pollution, but when wind-powered plants speed up and slow down, it actually increases air pollution, enough to completely cancel out any environmental benefits of wind energy. So not only do we get stuck with a higher bill, there's almost no environmental benefit in return. Does that sound like a good deal to you?
Ken Bennett wants you to vote for him.
Bennett's already a taxpayer-funded candidate, and he tried to use even more of your money to promote himself. Bennett lobbied the Clean Elections Commission to let him appear in ads telling Arizonans how to vote early in an election where he's a candidate. All on your dime. The Clean Elections Commission didn't buy it. They unanimously voted against Bennett's scheme.
Was Bennett trying to buy the election with your money?
Tell Ken Bennett our taxes aren't for his commercials. If you lost $45 million,
would you consider it a good investment?
Neither would I. So why are state lawmakers thinking about extending the special interest tax break for film production when the General Assembly's research staff said it cost North Carolina $45 million? Tell Raleigh to put North Carolina first, not Hollywood producers. Stop the Hollywood handouts. To contact your representatives, visit NoHollywoodHandouts.com. Americans for Prosperity is responsible for the content of this advertising. Think you're filling up your tank with clean biofuels? Think again. Blended fuels, like ethanol, are sold as green, but a closer look shows they may not be as clean as the government wants you to think. Because of federal renewable fuel standards, U.S. farmers are forced to use almost 40% of our corn supply for fuel instead of food. That means more than 5 million acres of conservation land has been converted to make biofuel. Not only that, but ethanol use can actually lead to higher smog levels and produce dangerous carcinogens like formaldehyde. Less conservation and more pollution? Does that sound green to you?